Uno.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. I am your host for this evening, Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Phone lines are open right now if you want to call in. I have with me my favorite group, the Heart-Stopping Debonair Music. They are back on my platform to present a new single, Space and Opportunity, which I will play that track in just a few minutes. So, meanwhile, let's talk about that track. I like it. I have with me Willie Wood, Wiley J, and Phil. Either one of you can speak. Let's talk about that track, I Like It. Now, that track came out in 2023. Is that correct?
Yes, that came out last year, last summer. And real quick about it, I like always, I go through Producer X file and look for songs that I think I can write to, and I found that one. And because of the kind of Latin Caribbean feel to it, I figured it. I said, you know what? I'm going to do something different. So we all agreed to do something different, and we came up with something that had kind of a summer party song feel to it. And it happened really quickly, and we quickly agreed to do a video that would support it. And a shout out to Brian Lee and the dancers for coming out and making the video hot. Thanks for Nicole to come out and bless us with her beauty. It was a lot of fun. It was hot. It was a 12-hour day, but we enjoyed it. But yeah, that song was, we were just trying to do something different.
Yes, I have some Latino friends that love it. Every time I put it on, they get the doing that crazy dancing in the room. So I like y'all gone with that stuff, you know. But
it's a very sexy dance. Very sexy dance.
Yes, very sensual. Yeah, we like that. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I'll let them have it. But anyway, that song, I like it. How's it doing on the charts right now? Or do you know?
Phil,
It was actually doing pretty good. It kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know, leveled off a little bit. But when it first came out, it did really, really well on streaming services. It got put on a few playlists and, you know, did pretty well there. Of course, you know, independent artists from America, we always do well overseas. We always do better overseas than we do in the, in the States. But, you know, it definitely got a little, you know, nice following in the States as well. But most of the play came from overseas. We get a lot of play in Germany, UK, South Africa, places like that. So it actually did pretty good. You know, since it's over a year old, you know, it's still getting some play, but not as much as it did when it first came out.
Right. I love the melody. It's a feel-good, smooth melody. You get your body moving. It puts you in a feel-good mood, upbeat, very positive, and I really loved it. I really loved it. And I did have y'all on my show later in the year, and I spent that song on the show. And also, how is the song Alone doing it, that track Alone? I really love that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how that one's doing on the chart?
That's the crazy thing is that song is a creeper. It never did like as big as I Like It, but the numbers that it was doing when it first came out, it's still doing. You know, so it's pretty level. It's definitely getting a lot more play in the U.S. We actually had a gentleman from South Africa offer to do a remix, like a club mix to it. We're still negotiating that. That whole thing because, you know, we want to make sure that we're covered, you know, because if he's going to redo anything that we do, we want to make sure that we're covered. So, and I mean, he has a pretty big following. He's a DJ, but we're still working on that, that part of it. But, you know, the original song itself is definitely, you know, it was surprising because, you know, it's definitely a great song. It's our list of songs, you know, we all have our favorites when it comes to our music, but it did better than we thought it would.
Right. Well, it's still my favorite. I don't know about everybody else. So as we move along, since there are persons that are curious and are tuning in and listening, I would like to give a slight, small introduction. Now, I have with me Wiley J, Willie Wood, and Phil speaking on air. Now, from their inception, Debonair Music has crafted their unique brand of retro R&B and soul music. Now, with the art of blending genres and musical influences throughout their eclectic mix of songs, while maintaining their R&B roots, they have medically blended a feel of rock, jazz, even some soul from yesteryear. Now, Willie, he is born and raised in Washington, D.C. Now, Willie is a co-founder and a primary songwriter for the group. Now, Willie's career began with the chance of meeting with Phil, which became a songwriter partnership. Now, Willie J, born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Willie J joined the group soon after moving to Washington, D.C. area. Now, his career began as a backup dancer for multiple nationally known artists. This is where he discovered his love of singing and a one-night audition that quickly turned into a rehearsal to solidify debonair music signature sound. Now, his classic style and falsetto are reminiscent of the great sounds of the past. And Smooth, born and raised in Columbia, Maryland. Now, Smooth serves as the primary lead voice of the group. With his incredible range, velvet tone, and writing skills, he was a welcome addition to the group after singing with other artists in the D.C. area. Now, from day one, his talents propelled the group into a new atmosphere with his unique soulful style and powerful delivery. And Phil, he's the musical genius behind the group. This musician hails from Washington, D.C. He spent his early career playing with such artists and producers such as Rich Harrison, Chuck Thompson, and Regina Bell, just to name a few. Now, Phil is the co-founder of the group, along with being an accomplished musician that plays multiple instruments. Now, I forgot about that, about you, Phil. You play multiple instruments. Now, Phil, may I ask you, how many instruments do you play?
That's a loaded question. my main instrument is keyboard. I play guitar, bass, drums. I've dabbled with other string instruments, violin, cello, upright bass, things like that. But now with technology, I can play pretty much any instrument out there because it's all on my computer.
Right, right, of course. But the violin, really? Really?
I play.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So as we move along here, let's talk about the new hit, which is Space and Opportunity. How did you guys come up with this name, and what's the meaning behind it? What's the story behind the music? Either one of you can speak.
Well, I mean, I'll start. Again, same process. Phil had tracks, and I found this track, and it almost, the words just started coming out immediately. Now, when people listen to what I wrote, usually the first thing they think that I'm singing about or what I wrote about was just men cheating. But in actuality, sorry about this, ladies, but in actuality, the song is about women who overlook men's flaws because the men either have money or they're good looking or they make them feel good. And, you know, there's certain men out there that, hey, you know, I tried to tell you that I wasn't no good, but you didn't pay attention. And so the song is really about the women that kind of overlook the signs. And your girlfriends tried to tell you about me, but you wasn't listening. And that's what the song is about. And, I get a lot of awkward looks from ladies when they hear about what the song's actually about.
Wow. I didn't know it was actually like that, but thanks for telling me, updating me. Wow. Wow.
Well, it's funny
okay.
because the guys in the group didn't know it either because, you know, it just sounds like a standard song about cheating, but I was like, nah, you got to listen deeper because it's about the man telling her, say, hey, look, you know, you knew this about me. Your eyes weren't lying. You didn't believe yourself. Your girlfriend told you, and you just didn't pay attention because, you know, you're enamored with all the other stuff, you know, because of the money or the, you know, the get down or whatever it is that had you blind, you didn't see the signs.
So I guess a lot of the guys would love this track than the women.
Well, the single guys, yeah.
Yeah, the single guys, of course. Of course. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Does anyone else want to say put their say in on this song here?
I want to hear how this song makes Wiley J feel. Yeah,
this is Wiley J. Yeah, so, you know, I really, Willie and I kind of go back and forth about this sometime. You know, I gotta hand it to Willie. He has this idea in his head. I'm a very visual, or I need to touch it, or I need to. I don't visualize things like Willie does. I compliment his songwriting skills. So I go in and I do my parts, and I still don't see the vision. I don't see the vision, but when it all comes together, I'm like, okay, I see where we are now. I see where we are when I hear it in the studio. So, you know, it was, I enjoyed singing this song. It's a really fun song. I enjoyed singing on it. It's a good song. The track of the song. And you know, the feel of the song is a good song. Not talking about the lyrics specifically, but just talking about the feel of the song. So I like it.
Yes, I like it too. Yeah. The more and more I play it, the melody and then the lyrics. But it really threw me when you explained the story behind the music. So I gotta really listen to the song again now.
Yeah,
so
listen to it a little bit deeper. And then you'll start to see, like, oh, okay, I get it. But just writing it, I mean, it happened so quickly and so organically, because when I heard the track, when Producer X gave me the track, I just listened to it. And the first thing I thought was, man, that's sexy. And then, you know, after I wrote to it, then we reached out to our old guitar player, a gentleman named Kari Green. And we sent him the track, and he's the one soloing on it. And it was just like, all right, we got something here. You know, this it really came together. And then the blend of the different voices. I kind of foresaw that when I was writing it. But when you hear it for the first time, it's like, man, I hope people like this, because this is sexy.
It is sexy, and I think a lot of single guys will go for this, and I can hear my girlfriends like that, but is it, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Yeah, that's that guilt they're feeling. It's just that guilt.
Here y'all go.
Oh my God, we're gonna stop this right now. I'm gonna go ahead and spin the song.
Can I say one more thing about this song and how one thing that Willie left out when it comes to our writing process? It's not cut and dry. Like, I send tracks, he writes to them, and it's everything is, you know, kumbaya. Willie and I fight. You know, when it comes to, like, he'll send me something, and I'm like, I don't get it. And then he has to explain it to me. And then once it's recorded, just like Wiley was saying, as far as, like, you know, we might not see that vision, but Willie's, he has, like, a foresight that we don't always see. And he has to explain it to us, just like he's explained in the background of this song. We go back and forth, and I'm like, okay, let's try it. And then once, you know, we record it, it's like, okay, he was right. You know, and that's kind of how we go. But we definitely do battle as far as, you know, some of the subject matter he might want to touch on. But, you know, it's gotten to a point now we just have to trust the process. You know, and when he does something, it's like, okay, maybe tweak this here, tweak that there. But for the most part, you know, what he actually sees is pretty much what it ends up being in the end.
Well, I'm going to stop talking. And thank you for the inside story behind this song. I'm going to go ahead and play it. And anyone that's listening, you can call in and give us your thoughts about the song. Let's go, you guys. Y'all stay in the hot seat. I'll be right back. Here is Space and Opportunity.
We'll be right back.
Embrace an Opportunity by Debonair Music. Go check out this tune on YouTube where it's streaming at. Anywhere else that is streaming, any one of you can mention?
Yeah, it's streaming on all streaming platforms, YouTube Music, Spotify, Apple Music. If you really want to support, you can go to Bandcamp and actually purchase it directly from us. We get 100% of the proceeds from those purchases. It's debonairmusic.bandcamp.com. You can also stream it on Amazon Music, Deezer, any of the music, wherever you like to consume your music, our music is there.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So, as we move along, what would be the ultimate desire which you wish the fans get out of Space and Opportunity? Either one can answer that.
Wow, that's
I had to ask that. I had to go there.
Well, I mean, for me, first of all, I just hope that people will enjoy the musicality of it. I mean, it's like I said, I feel like it's real sexy. The guitar gives a little bit of an edge to it.
Yeah.
So the first thing I hope is that they get a good music experience from it. And then if you listen to the lyrics, you know, maybe it's, you know, it triggers somebody. Maybe it's a story that they're familiar with. I don't know. They know somebody like that. I don't know. But, you know. maybe it helps save your relationship.
Maybe it'll
help you get out of a bad one. I don't know. But, you know, for me, it's always, I just hope that the people can appreciate the difference in all of our tracks. I don't think any of our tracks all sound alike, and
no.
that you get yeah. you get something different out of this track that you got out of I Like It and Alone, and you know some of our older stuff from the first album. You know, you're on this journey. I'm hoping, and
yeah.
that you can appreciate, you know, just the you know, that it's just not all cookie cutter.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Anybody else want to say something?
I just want
to agree with you.
I just want to say, go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead, now you go. Go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, you know, I just want to remind everybody. Number one, this is, you know, this is music is entertainment, and number two is that, you know, we're just having fun. This is what we love to do. You know, we love to make music. You know, my real joy is live on stage. I have less joy of being in the studio, but once you hear the finished product, it makes it worth it. You know,
preach,
it kind of makes
preach.
It worth it.
Amen.
So, yeah, so it was fun being able to, you know, a lot of our songs, a lot of times we'll only have two of our singers, and we were able to have Willie Wood bless us with some of his vocals on this song, plus myself and Smooth. So, you know, I like the way it all came together, and I appreciate the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else wants to
and
say
our,
something?
Our upcoming show in January will be the first time that we've done a full version of it. We did a little bit of it our last show, but we're going to do the full version, and doing it live, it's going to be exciting because, you know, get to rock out a little bit, and the energy level, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Yes, and for me, thanks for the insight on Space and Opportunity. I got to hear the lyrics, and I really like the song. I really like the song, and I know if I got some friends that's got an issue, I will click and send it to them.
Yes, we want to help. We're here to help.
But I'm going to say this. Today marks 9 years since I've been doing podcast and hosting all my shows. And Debonair Music has been on my shows for 3 years, since 2021. And I want to say your music is soul R&B and different types of R&B and different types of melody and music. You have a message in your songs. And we miss that a lot. A lot of people miss that. Even the younger generation is coming in and listening to your music because you can understand it, you know. And I appreciate your music, and I hope y'all keep doing this forever. I just wanted to say that.
Wow, thank you. And we talked off air about how you were the first person that I actually reached out to prior to our very first single coming out, and so you were our first on air interview once we went live and became a what they call a professional music group to the world. You were our very first interview. So congratulations on 9 years. And we appreciate the support that you give us. That's why every time you call me, we're coming.
I remember doing the first show with you guys, and that was with Miss Soul Lady featuring Regina Bell. And my heart was going a million miles a minute. And I remember Willie telling me, Regina Bell, she might come through. I'm like, what? And she came through. I didn't know how to sit still. I didn't know whether to talk on the mic, standing up or sitting down. And y'all was just laughing and having, I'm like, what kind of party is this? And I never experienced something like that before. And so now I'm so used to you guys. I really appreciate it. Y'all really just threw in the party on air. And when Regina Bell came on there, it was like everything was at a standstill. And she started talking, and I'm like, I didn't know what to say to her. I was frozen. And then with you guys being there, y'all are exactly in the entertainment industry. Y'all are entertainers. Y'all have these voices, and y'all been doing it for how many years now together?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry for asking.
Longer than you've been on air.
Longer than you've been on air.
15, 17 years or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
We're going to go with that.
We're going to go with that.
Oh,
which is really
God.
Difficult because we're all in our early 20s. So it's really difficult. You know, it's amazing how that works out.
Okay. All righty then. We're gonna leave that alone. So anyways, let's talk about the future upcoming events. Now, there was mentioned y'all got an event coming up January the 4th. Where is the location of that event going to be at?
That is going to be located in Silver Spring, Maryland. It is at a theater called the Black Box Theater of Silver Spring. And it is January 4th, and we are there to support a very important cause and foundation. It is the Herb Adderley 26th Foundation, and that foundation supports mental health for youth. So their advocacy for mental health and the youth. So it's a big deal for us. It's a good cause. Tony Adderley is the CEO of that organization, and they really do a lot of good work for. Right now, it's mainly for youth athletes. You know, there's a lot of athletes that go through a lot of mental health, but of course, as it grows, it's going to grow and expand to the people that they're helping. So we're happy to be partnering with them for this show, and hopefully, if this works out, we're going to continue doing it maybe a couple of times a year.
Oh, wait, that would be nice. That would be nice. That would be nice. That is great. And Wow. I remember that y'all last shows y'all did, I think it was late last year or the last summer. It was recorded and it was on YouTube. And y'all mm-hmm. were singing some of the songs, some of your singles. And I'm like, wow, look at them. They were really harmonizing. And seeing you guys perform live is really a treat. It's really a treat.
Real singing, right?
Real singing.
Say that out loud. The mics were
ain't
on.
Ain't no auto tone or nothing like that. So,
we were scheduled to play again this fall at that same venue. Unfortunately, they closed up. So we lost that date. And fortunately, this date came available. And, you know, for folks who don't like to hang out on New Year's Eve, you know, out there with the rookies and the drinkers who are drunk driving and stuff, next weekend, come hang with us. And there's going to be a cash bar. And it's going to be real nice. 2 hours of good entertainment. It's perfect.
Now,
I got to mention that we're going to we have one of our proteges, a young lady named Kay Nikki. In the last show, she did a couple of duets with Smooth and with Wiley J, and she's going to join us again. And it's going to be lit.
Oh wow, that's awesome! That is so awesome. Now, I would like to mention, y'all have any merch on your website? And please mention your website information.
Okay, let me say this. We don't have it available on our website as of yet, but we do have merch available. So if we have T-shirts, and I'm working on the sweatshirts now. So if any of the listeners want to just send me a message on or Debonair Music a message on email or Facebook, you know, we'll take your order there and we'll get it out to you.
I will be sending an email to you.
yours will be coming to you, so don't worry about it.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and thank you for the information. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask, when y'all doing performances, is there particular areas in the state that y'all do these performances in certain locations? I'm asking, do y'all travel and do y'all do private parties?
We will perform anywhere that they have electricity, and if they don't have electricity, we may even do it acoustically. And everybody's hearing this for the first time, so I'm hoping I'm not jinxing us, but there's a chance that we might be performing at the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame next summer.
I have gotten
contacted about that possibility. So the fellas are hearing this for the first time. So
sorry about that, guys. Oh my god!
Yeah. So to answer your question. Scared me. Wow.
Well, congratulations.
But to answer your question, we'll. You know, if you're hiring, we'll come sing wherever you want to sing.
All right. That's good to hear. Now, I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana, and usually a lot of performances come to Indianapolis, Indiana, and we don't have very many venues here in Evansville where I'm at. Usually the venues run very small. They don't fit for a big crowd, you know, small venues. I don't know if y'all do small venues, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, the show that we're doing now seats about 130. The small intimate venues are kind of what's in right now. So, yeah, we'll do those.
Okay.
You know, you can hire us to come sing for you and your friends. I mean, you know.
Oh my God! Well, it's going to be predominantly ladies, so.
That's
no problem.
Wow, that's terrible. Yeah, we would hate that.
Oh my God! I'll tell them not to throw no panties at you because they old school. So.
We will sing on the back of a flatbed truck if you want us to.
Don't be saying that.
Again.
You shouldn't have
We've done
that.
It before.
Oh, okay. I'm going to leave that alone.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave that alone.
North Carolina performance.
Okay.
Yeah, on the back
okay.
of a flatbed truck. Yeah.
Wow.
Many years
wow.
ago.
Wow. Well,
we had the time of our lives. It was so much fun.
Wow. Well,
but you
know,
it's really important for your listeners to know that we don't do track dates. We do live band. You know, this is retro, strong, real R&B.
Yeah.
And so we don't do any track dates. You know, we're bringing it to you live for a good, 70 to 90 minutes.
Right, right, right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow, thank you. So as we move along here, I have other songs I want to spin. I love A Better Me. Of course, I'm going to play Alone, Baby Come Back, and Miss Soul Lady. And, of course, I'm going to play Space and Opportunity again. Now, can you give your website information again, please, one of you guys?
Phil, you got it?
What is it, debonairmusic.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Debonairmusic.com is our website. Debonair Music on Facebook. Debonair Music, one word, on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on X or
Twitter.
Whatever they call it now.
Twitter.
We're on everywhere that there's going to be a lot of people looking. We're going to be there.
Right, right. So,
but normally, if you go to our website, it's going to have all of our shows listed everywhere that you can find us. So, debonairmusic.com is basically where you can find all the information you need to know about us and where to get our music. And there's a bunch of pictures on our gallery, so you can pick out your favorite Debonair Music singer. Normally, it's it's smooth because he has all the singing love going on. But it's okay,
Aww.
But yeah, everything that you need to know is on the website.
All right. And so also they want to know which social media websites are y'all on the most where they want to catch you?
The most?
Yes.
Probably Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Thank you for that much. Thank you for that information. So at this time, y'all are more welcome to give shout-out names to all the lovely people that has been supporting you throughout your whole journey. And also through this new song, Space and Opportunity. I'll start with Phil. You have any shout-out names you want to give?
No specific names, just everybody that has been supporting us from day one. There are a few people out there that have been supporting us from day one, and our new supporters. Shout out to all of them as well. Thank you for keeping real music real.
For sure, for sure. Wiley J, you have some shout-out names?
Yeah, I want to shout out my dad because it's my dad who gave me, who passed on this love of music to me. I feel like I have this old school soul I appreciate all of the music and I like to think that we capture a lot of it in our music, but my dad and, everybody who supported us over the years, my sister Dee. Oh my goodness, how she has supported us in every single group we have been in.
our biggest fan. Single-handedly our biggest fan.
She has been there. That's my day one, a big sis, but to all my family, but definitely to my dad and my sister and my mother who just recently passed. She listened to our music, made her smile. So, so I shout out to those.
All right. And Willie? You have something to say, too? Some shout-out names?
Surprisingly, I do have something to say. I know I'm real quiet and shy, but I'm going to find the energy to first off, I want to thank Tony Adderley and the Herb Adderley 26 Foundation for bringing us into their loop and all the work that they do. I'm excited about working. We're going to have a great time. Thank you, Tony. I'd like to shout out Sabrianne. Hey, girl. Go ahead, girl. And then a big shout out to all of the female fans, because without y'all, I'd probably just stop doing this. I mean, you know, if women don't like what you're singing about, I'd just go into puzzle making or something. I don't know what I'd just come on. Let's stop fronting. We all do this. We all do this for the women. Why
well,
we get on stage
about,
and wear shiny clothes and stuff, you know, and wear cologne and, you know, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for the shout-out names. I'm going to applaud everyone for their support with you guys, and that y'all will continue on your journey, because you guys sound good. Y'all sound really good.
Thank you.
So much better and better. Y'all surprise me sometimes. And so, last but not least, our show is almost over. I got some tracks to play. And any encouraging words you want to give, a message to deliver to any of your folks out there that's listening, starting off with Willie, you have any encouraging words, or do you have a message to deliver as we sign out?
I mean, I just want to say, you know, we're all going through it. You know, financially, everything is groceries are $1,000 just for some sandwich material and stuff like that. So get out there and support independent artists. It's done on a budget. So we keep our shows kind of on a budget. We don't try to gouge. We're not trying to get rich off of your dime. But you have to support independent artists in order for independent artists to keep doing what they do. Like Wiley J said, we do this because we love it. It's not to get rich. It's for no other reason that it's just a whole lot of fun. And when we see people enjoying our music and hearing people saying how good they or how much they love our music, and radio hosts like yourself who keep supporting, it keeps us going. That is the real money behind what we're doing. And I would just like to say, you know, thank you for people like yourself, Brenda. Thank you so much. And keep doing it. Keep moving.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So, Wiley J, you have something to say?
Yeah, I guess my encouraging words would be just to remind people to not get so – find time for yourself to do something that you enjoy doing. Don't get caught up in life that you lose yourself. You know, sometimes life be lifing. You get so caught up in the minutia of the day that you realize that you haven't done anything for yourself in a while. That's what this music is to me. This is my getaway from, you know, the craziness of the real world to go back to doing something that I love doing. So just encourage people to just take some time for themselves to do something that they enjoy doing.
Right. And thank you for
that word. That's good stuff right there.
Yes. So, Phil, last but not least, you have a message to deliver at this time.
I agree with these guys. You know, everybody's going through things, whether it's, you know, with politics or whatever else is going on. But one thing you can always count on is music. That's why I do what I do. That's why we do what we do. We don't do it to drive around in Rolls Royces and Ferraris, which we could, but we do it for the love of it. And, you know, the message that we can actually provide, you know, the music that we create is something that is therapeutic. You know, there's music out there in whatever genre, you know, people tend to lean towards. Sometimes you may just need a song to bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. Music is always going to be there. Keep the art of music in music. You know, the business can be treacherous at times, but that's something that that's why we, you know, we do it from an independent standpoint, because we control what we do and the music shows. So anything that you're going through, it's always something out there that can help you. And if music is it, lean on that.
Right. And thank you for y'all's encouraging messages for us all out here in the world. I want to thank y'all for coming back on my platform. You know you guys are welcome to come back on some new music projects. The information, again, for the upcoming event in 2025 will be January 4th. Where's that location again, guys?
Silver Spring, Maryland, the Black Box Theater.
Thank you for that information. Check them out on their website, and also check them out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Y'all have a blessed night, and I will be signing out by playing a couple of y'all tunes, and I will be playing Space and Opportunity again. And thank you, guys. I'll be talking to you again soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Good night.
Ah, thank you. Good night.
Perfect.
Yo, G.
I'm here.
Is you ready to give the people what they really want?
Yeah.
Is you ready to give the people what they really need?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Ready.
Don't just talk about it, girl. You got to be about it. Gene, come on.
I just felt like dance or setting her to choose. As my melodies caress inside of you. My wonderment of sound that takes complete control. All kinds of images that will tempt a mind so cold. I'm your lady of soul.
It flows right through me. A harmony duet with you. I'll do anything, lady of soul.
control. I was tripping, baby. Call me slipping, baby. I should have seen it in the stars above, that all I need in life was love. I'm changing, baby. Believe in me when I say control. I was tripping, baby. Call me slipping, baby. I'll make it better than it was before.